Strike averted. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The United Auto Workers Union says it's reached a tentative deal with Daimler Truck North America on a new contract to avoid a strike at the 11th hour.
We said that record profits should mean a record contract with no concessions. And UAW family, our determination and solidarity has delivered.
UAW President Sean Fain says the agreement covers more than 7,000 workers at six facilities in the South.
All Daimler workers will receive a minimum of a 25% general wage increase over the next 4 years.
Speaking from Charlotte, North Carolina, late Friday night, Fain said the deal also includes cost of living adjustments and profit sharing. Former President Trump and his legal team call on New York Judge Juan Merchan to immediately lift the gag order so he can keep campaigning for president and, as they put it, freely state his views, his feelings, and his policies. They made that request Friday as the hush money trial wrapped up the week.
The state's newest witness, Gary Farrow, testified former President Donald Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen, tried opening a bank account under the name Resolution Consultants, LLC. That's the same account that former American Media CEO and President David Pecker testified Cohen nearly used to reimburse him for purchasing the lifetime rights to former Playboy model Karen McDougal's story about an alleged affair with Trump, who said again this trial is politically motivated. Pecker wrapped up his testimony, telling the court, quote, I have been truthful to the best of my recollection.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York City. Violent storms rocked the plains Friday with tornadoes hitting in Nebraska near Lincoln and Omaha.
That's a strong tornado. Lots of debris in the air.
Tornado watches extended for more than 800 miles from Nebraska to Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Inflation woes continue as Washington looks to the Federal Reserve to fix the problem.
Not the rosiest economic picture for the president. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying she thinks that there could be revisions made to this report that make the economic picture look a little bit better. But some analysts say this sticky inflation is not going away because President Biden has not stopped spending money we don't have. Others worry that political pressure for Fed Chair Jerome Powell to cut rates could make inflation even worse. There is political pressure here in Washington to get Fed Chair Jerome Powell to cut rates. Senator Elizabeth Warren is one of those who have tried to pressure Powell to lower rates and blamed him for the high housing costs.
Fox says Hillary Vaughn. Ukraine's energy minister says Russia attacked Ukrainian energy facilities in three regions Saturday, damaging equipment and injuring at least one worker. The fentanyl crisis is now killing babies.
One baby died and two others overdosed in Washington state over the past week. Everett police say someone called 911 Wednesday afternoon and reported a 13-month-old baby wasn't breathing. The baby died later at the hospital. This followed two incidents where a 6-month-old infant and 11-month-old baby were given Narcan when they overdosed. The younger child is being treated at Seattle Children's Hospital. The other baby was treated and released. Police don't believe the cases are connected. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Federal safety regulators open another investigation into whether Tesla's new autopilot safeguards are helping drivers stay focused on the road. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration starting that probe after the company's voluntary recall last year of 2 million vehicles for failures reportedly caused by the autopilot. And Wall Street closed higher as big tech stocks rallied. The Dow gained 154 points. The Nasdaq up 316. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.